Lenormand was still a young man, if you took stock only of the expression of his face and his eyes gleaming through his spectacles. But he was almost an old man when you saw his bent back, his skin dry and yellow as wax, his grizzled hair and beard, his whole decrepit, hesitating, unhealthy appearance. He had spent his life laboriously in the colonies as government commissary, in the most dangerous posts. He had there acquired a series of fevers, an indomitable energy, notwithstanding his physical weariness, the habit of living alone, of talking little and acting in silence, a certain misanthropy, and suddenly, at the age of 55, in consequence of the famous case of the three Spaniards at Biskra, a great and well-earned notoriety. The injustice was then repaired, and he was straightway transferred to Bordeaux, was next appointed deputy in Paris, and lastly, on the death of M. Dudouis, chief of the detective service. And in each of these posts he displayed such a curious faculty of inventiveness in his proceedings, such resourcefulness, so many new and original qualities, and above all, he achieved such correct results in the conduct of the last four or five cases with which public opinion had been stirred, that his name was quoted in the same breath with those of the most celebrated detectives. Gourel, for his part, had no hesitation. Himself a favourite of the chief, who liked him for his frankness and his passive obedience, he set the chief above them all. The chief to him was an idol, an infallible god. M. Lenormand seemed more tired than usual that day. He sat down wearily, parted the tails of his frock-coat, an old frock-coat famous for its antiquated cut and its olive-green hue, untied his neckerchief, an equally famous maroon-coloured neckerchief, rested his two hands on his stick, and said, "Speak." Gourel told all that he had seen, and all that he had learned, and told it briefly, according to the habit which the chief had taught him. But when he produced Lupin's card, M. Lenormand gave a start.
"Lupin?"
"Yes, Lupin. The brute's bobbed up again."
"That's all right, that's all right," said M. Lenormand, after a moment's thought.
"That's all right, of course," said Gourel, who loved to add a word of his own to the rare speeches of a superior whose only fault in his eyes was an undue reticence. "That's all right, for at last you will measure your strength with an adversary worthy of you, and Lupin will meet his master. Lupin will cease to exist. Lupin..."
"Ferret,"
said M. Lenormand, cutting him short. It was like an order given by a sportsman to his dog, and Gourel ferreted after the manner of a good dog, a lively and intelligent animal, working under his master's eyes. M. Lenormand pointed his stick to a corner, to an easy chair, just as one points to a bush or a tuft of grass, and Gourel beat up the bush or the tuft of grass with conscientious thoroughness. "Nothing," said the sergeant when he finished.
"Nothing for you," grunted M. Lenormand.
"That's what I meant to say. I know that for you, chief, there are things that talk like human beings."